Good morning, Mid-Michigan, and welcome to the first episode of the Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Every Saturday at 11 a.m., you're going to get the opportunity to hear me, Lee Cohen, your host, along with my co-host, Rick Pruce from Pruce's Pets in Old Town in Lansing, talk about what's going on in the world of animals, your best friend. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Lee.
Rick, each week when we get together on Saturdays, we're going to have the opportunity to meet with and talk to some of the very best experts regarding pets here in Mid-Michigan. When you heard about this idea, tell me what you liked about it.
Well, excellent question. Lee, it's a great honor to be here to serve the Lansing public. The mission that we have in front of us is to really help engage some conversation with the Lansing community about pet and pet keeping. And there's no better way to do that than sit down with a few of the Lansing experts one at a time and just bring good conversation and good topics and a little bit of understanding pets at a level that you just don't think about.
No, you're right about that, Rick. And one of the other things that I hope to do in the show each week is to bring out some of the important information regarding pets and animals that are in the news that unfortunately most people don't get the chance to hear about or read about. And yet when you think about it, animals are a crucial part of most people's lives. In some cases, it's their best friend.
Exactly. We get a chance every day of my life. I get a chance to meet the Lansing public with their pets. And it's amazing how absolutely integral those pets are to the basic psychological benefits and well-being of the Lansing public. You know, it is a component that we don't often talk about, but all you have to do is listen at any place you go, just listen to the table next to you. They're talking about their pets. That's obviously an important topic to every person around the area.
Well, one of the things, too, that's unique about Mid-Michigan is because of the veterinary school at Michigan State and just an overall focus on pets and animals in this area, we are blessed to have some of the very brightest experts on the subject of pets and animals anywhere in the Midwest or in the United States, and they're right here in our backyard in Mid-Michigan, and it's a great opportunity to get a chance to sit down with them, interview them, and get a chance to meet them and understand why they do what they do and what they've learned and how we can do a better job in caring for our own pets.
Yeah, you know, think of it this way, Lee. We've got not only a vet school in our community, but we've had a vet school in our community for a very long time, and they've been rated one of the best vet schools in the country for a long time. So as a result of that, there's an endless number of vets in our community that have at least been exposed to, if not actually schooled through, that particular school. It's amazing when you look at our level of competency in the pet world with respect to the local pet experts. We really stand out there, not just at the vet school, but kind of all the things that have come from that vet school connection. And we have extremely knowledgeable vets, but more importantly, the consumers have been exposed to this kind of information gathering one at a time as they meet their vets that are knowledgeable and capable, and they end up forming the buying public. And that's who I serve every day, are these well-informed individuals. I can tell you this, though, a show can be fantastic because we can accelerate that whole information gathering, information learning, and so that we get great individuals from MSU, we get great veterinarians from the community, and we get great pet retailers from the area that can sit here and chat with us a little bit more candidly and tell us more about what they've learned, and maybe through just this show alone, we can enlighten just a few more people about responsible pet care, responsible pet keeping, and the things that make it important. I can tell you this, that I work with people every day out there in the buying public. Most of the people that are out there, if they're doing something inappropriate, they're not doing it because they want to do it wrong. They just don't realize the right way to go about doing it.
And that's one of the great things about having a local talk show dealing with pets and meeting the local pet experts, because not only will people get to learn a great deal of information about their pets, but they'll also have the opportunity to ask questions through email by sending something to mmpets@1320wils.com that we can go through and ask the experts to talk about when they're in the studio with us, find out from them some basic information, and then if they want to follow up on their question and answer to get even greater details, because most of the people we're going to be meeting with are local right here in mid-Michigan, they get the opportunity to go into their store or go into their vet clinic or call them on the phone and talk with them in much greater detail about their specific situation. So it really offers people not just access to information, but also access to who the experts are and what businesses they're in and how to get a hold of them. So it really creates an outstanding conduit to people to get with these experts on how to do a better job.
That's exactly what we're trying to do here, Lee. This is fantastic. Let's build a better pet community, one expert at a time. Let's go from here. What do we got for the show today, Lee?
Rick, in the news this week, there were a couple of stories from different parts of the country regarding a couple of different dog groups that really need to find some homes for some of their dogs. The first breed are the Chihuahuas. I don't know how many people are familiar with them, but Rick, I know you are, because that's the dog that breed that you have.
Yeah.
But it just so happens that out in California, they absolutely have a glut of these little dogs. And the reason that the whole crisis began is because of Hollywood, who featured Chihuahuas in movies like Beverly Hills Chihuahua and Legally Blonde. And a lot of folks out there decided that they wanted to have a Chihuahua, and the backyard breeders began to breed lots of dogs because they saw the opportunity to make hundreds of dollars. And the problem they ran into is the recession. And what's happened is a lot of people can no longer afford to keep their pets and have abandoned them. And as a result, in California shelters, up to 30% or more of their dog populations are Chihuahuas. And there was a statistic that really struck me. In the last 12 months, animal shelters in Los Angeles alone have taken in 4,700 Chihuahuas, 1,000 more than the 12 months before that. That's amazing.
That is amazing. And it's kind of unfortunate. It's kind of tragic because I own a Chihuahua. I love my Chihuahua. It's the second Chihuahua I've had. And they're one of the most endearing pets that you could possibly imagine as a pet owner. But they also are very different in that they can be, and they appear to be from the outside, the public looking in, as kind of a social idiot. You know, they tend to just go crazy on people if they're not raised or exposed to the right elements at a young age. So that's a particular breed that does present a real particular problem. And these problems that you're looking at, they keep coming. I've been doing this ever since, all my life. And, you know, there's times when there's been Dalmatians, you know, with 101 Dalmatians when that comes out. And it's unfortunate. We really need, as a public, to be more focused on being responsible as pet breeders. You know, we really do have to somehow, as our social fabric, become a more integral, you know, part to that breeding program. Otherwise, more stories like this are going to keep coming, right? Right, Lee?
Yeah, no, it surprises me that even some of the companies like Taco Bell that have marketed with breeds like this aren't going through and doing public relations and work with groups like this in order to put a positive spin on their involvement with these animals, because it's Chihuahuas this week. Next week, what breed is it going to be? What movie, what commercial is going to come out that features a dog or a cat? And next thing you know, the breeders are at it, and we've got ourselves an overabundance of the animals.
Yeah, and you know, to the credit, I can tell you that as the years go by, I do see different movies come out, and I do see an influence. And in general, you know, nothing bad happens, but it seems to be something like a Chihuahua or an animal that has all this character to it. You know, it really does get carried away, because passions tend to get carried away, and maybe even the money interest gets carried away, and it's unfortunate, but we're going to keep seeing that as time goes on, that's for sure.
Thanks for listening to this inaugural edition of the Pet Expert Talk Show. In our next segment, you're going to get the chance to meet the expert who I sit across the table from every week when we do this show, Rick Pruse, and you'll get the chance to hear about the building of his destination pet store in Old Town and just how the changes in the economy and the changes in the pet industry have taken place over a lifetime that he's worked in this business. Next, here on 1320 WILS.